Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with the founder and president of Paradox Films, Carol Bash, and celebrated jazz pianist and composer now in Pittsburgh, Deanna Witkowski. They have an event on International Jazz Day, April 30, 2022, in Kansas City at the Kansas City Museum on 3218 Gladstone Boulevard. The program is called A Tribute to Mary Lou, Jazz Journey from Pittsburgh to Kansas City and Beyond. This event is part of the HR 57 initiative and its focus on the journey that connects the cradles of jazz cities of Pittsburgh and Kansas City, and will feature the life of Mary Lou through music, film, and a panel discussion by both Carol and Deanna. I spoke with both of them about this event and more. Enjoy the interview.
Hi, Carol.
How are you?
Good to catch up with you.
Good to hear from you again.
I wanted to touch base with you about the event that's going to take place, the tribute to Mary Lou, the journey from Pittsburgh to Kansas City and beyond. First and foremost, thanks for taking a minute to talk about this, and I want to know a little bit about this event and how you got involved and what people can expect.
I think a few years ago, Anita actually reached out to let me know that she was planning on registering Kansas City as a UNESCO, as a World Music City, and I'm like, wow, go girl. You know, and then
yeah,
she calls back and says that she got it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this is why she's incredible. And I think in line with that, she set up this event that's going to be taking place this weekend. I know that part of it was just having this sort of playful battle between Pittsburgh and Kansas City, and I think city administrators and politicians are involved, and the arts community, about who really owns Mary Lou. Is Mary Lou a Kansas City person, or is she a Pittsburgh person? And it all ties into the rivalry that both cities have around sports, and particularly football. So it's going to be like a fun event with music, and they're going to screen my film, Mary Lou Williams, The Lady Who Swings the Band. And then apparently, this is all, I believe, on Saturday. And then there's also going to be a party.
What is it going to be like to come to Kansas City? What are your experiences like coming to Kansas City?
Well, the last time I was in Kansas City, I've been to Kansas City maybe two or three times. And the last time was with Anita, like 6 years ago. My film came out in 2015, so I think the year after I came out to screen it. I love Kansas City. You know, I mean, the people are so friendly. The food is great. You know, there's that huge, you know, music tradition. Of course, you know, in my case, you know, and the film, it's jazz. You know, it's just fun. I don't anticipate it being any different this time. I'm really looking forward to like getting there, sort of just going with the flow. Just again, listening to some great music, going, you know, having some wonderful food. Yeah, I just really appreciate the city. I really do.
My final question to you is that, you know, kind of there has to be a level of this that's relieving to see happen live because of what we've been through for the last couple of years with COVID and everything that's happened. So to actually be able to be live and to celebrate International Jazz Day in one of the cradles of jazz, how does that feel?
It feels so wonderful to be able to sort of crack open the shell that we've all been in for the past 2 years, to finally be able, I think this is actually my first plane trip out of New York, you know, so just to be able to travel again and to be face to face with folks, it's, you know, even here in New York, when that happens, and, you know, we're all starting to sort of get back into eating out and seeing friends, you know, there's just no words. I mean, it's almost like, wow, it's overwhelming, actually, to just realize how isolated we've been and just how cocooned we've been. And it's just, no, we're social species. We need to be out. We need to see people. So I am truly looking forward to hopping on a plane, coming to a different locale, you know, seeing Anita, who I haven't seen in years, and all the people that are going to be in Kansas City for this event, and just sharing stories and laughter and just having a great time. I'm just grateful for it. Can't wait.
Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day. It's long overdue. So, Carol, thank you for talking to me about this a little bit, opening up. We look forward to seeing you here in Kansas City and have a great time.
Thank you, Joe. Until next time, take care.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for taking a minute out for the show. I appreciate it.
Sure. I'm happy to be back on.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are coming to Kansas City on International Jazz Day, Saturday, April 30th, at the Kansas City Museum, and there is going to be a tribute to Mary Lou. It's going to be in conjunction with HR 57 and UNESCO Music City. What does this trip mean to you to come to Kansas City to be a part of this panel with Carol Bash and to kind of celebrate this day of jazz?
You know, I love Carol, and we were on a panel once before, actually, in Kansas City at the American Jazz Museum, but it was like 15 years ago or something. So it's really nice to be able to reunite with her again. And also, I mean, since the last 15 years, you know, last year I had a new biography come out on Mary Lou called Mary Lou Williams Music for the Soul. So it's kind of great to be in a different place in terms of what I've done with Mary Lou Williams and then get to reconnect with Carol. And also certainly to go back to Kansas City, I mean, which is where Mary Lou spent about 12 years, like from the late 20s until the early 1940s before she moved to New York when she was with Andy Kirk's band, is something that I've been wanting to do more. And I'm going to be going to Kansas City again in a year to do some educational initiatives with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. So when this came about and Rob Farmer called me about it, I thought, wow, this is great. You know, it's kind of an opportunity to come much in advance of next year. And also to really, I mean, doing an event like this for International Jazz Day in one of the cradles of jazz, I think it's something that's really important and meaningful, and I think it's going to be a really fun day.
So I think the other part of this is that, you know, we've been in lockdown for the last 2 years, no live shows, everything has been kind of in a series of flux. What does it mean to be able to actually travel, to actually be able to go into another city and to celebrate this day with hopefully, I mean, on this day right now, Fauci just said today that, you know, the pandemic is officially over. How does that feel to be able to do this?
It's great. I mean, I was able to take like maybe two other trips this year where I was performing, and the sense of being with other people in the same room who are really responding to the music, I mean, not just the musicians, but because I, you know, been doing so many like live stream shows from my living room and things like that where you don't really have, you can't hear the audience responding or clapping, or, you know, it takes so much more energy. So I think that the couple of times I've been able to travel so far this year and share music with audiences, people have been so enthusiastic, and it's really encouraged me to keep going. And so I feel like to have this opportunity is just another chance to be with people in a new way and kind of even appreciate the moment even more.
Beautiful. Deanna, thank you for opening up about this event. Enjoy your time in Kansas City, and I appreciate you taking some time out. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds and writers and filmmakers in Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to both Carol and Deanna for their time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com, and you can contribute a few bucks to the Neon Jazz cause there. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.